To the point. If I was faithful in the premortal life, why is it so hard to be so now?
All people who come to earth chose in the premortal life to follow Heavenly Father's plan and to accept Jesus Christ as the Savior. But that doesn't mean that obedience and righteousness in this life will be easy. Because Heavenly Father's plan intends for this life to be a true test of how we use our agency, our memories of premortal life have been removed. Also, as part of His plan, we have received physical bodies, which are subject to appetites, lusts, and temptations we did not know as spirits. This makes us more easily enticed by things that are carnal, sensual, and devilish. Moses chapter 5, verse 13, which is why the natural man is an enemy to God. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. A person can overcome these challenges only if he or she yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. It isn't easy, but Jesus Christ will strengthen you and transform you as you listen to the Spirit, make good choices, and come unto Him.
What should I do if I question something a prophet has taught?
When the restored church was organized, Joseph Smith received a revelation telling the early saints, "His, the prophet's, word ye shall receive, as if from mine own mouth, in all patience and faith." Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verse 5. Joseph Smith also said that a prophet is a prophet only when he is acting as such. This means that a statement made by one leader on a single occasion often represents a personal, though well-considered, opinion, not meant to be official or binding for the whole church. It's usually obvious when the prophet is acting as such as addressing church members in an official capacity. It is our privilege to ask the Lord for our own witness about whatever His prophet has proclaimed. If we don't receive a witness, then we should study what other prophets have said about the matter and choose a course of action. The best course of action is to follow the combined, consistent counsel of the prophets in all patience and faith. As we do, we will be blessed. See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11, 16, and 19.
End of this month's To the Point. Read by Lindsay Hepworth and Dason, Tess, and Kennedy Hawkins.